Welcome to the OCR GCSE Physical Education Study Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most commonly misunderstood topics in the entire specification, axes of movement. This is topic 2.3, and trust me, once this clicks, it really clicks. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to name and define all three axes, pair them correctly with their planes, apply them to real sporting examples, and, crucially, avoid the mistakes that cost students marks every single year. Let's go. Section 1, core concepts. So first things first, what actually is an axis of movement? Think of it this way. Imagine a metal pole, like a skewer, piercing straight through a joint in your body. When a body part rotates, it rotates around that imaginary pole. That pole is the axis. It doesn't move. The body part rotates around it. That mental image, the skewer through the joint, is your best friend in the exam. Now, there are three axes you need to know for OCR GCSE PE. Let's go through each one. The first is the frontal axis. This is a horizontal line that runs from side to side, left to right through the body. Imagine that metal skewer going in through your left hip and coming out through your right hip. When you rotate around this axis, you move forwards or backwards. You're tipping over, essentially. This axis is associated with the sagittal plane. Movements in the sagittal plane include running, cycling, kicking a football, a forward roll, and a somersault. All of these involve the body moving forwards or backwards, rotating around that side-to-side frontal axis. Let me say that pairing again because it's critical. Sagittal plane, frontal axis. Sagittal plane, frontal axis. Say it with me. Sagittal plane, frontal axis. The second axis is the sagittal axis. This one runs horizontally from front to back, anterior to posterior in anatomical language. Imagine that skewer going in through your belly button and coming out through your spine. When you rotate around this axis, you tip sideways, left or right. This axis is associated with the frontal plane. Movements in the frontal plane include a cartwheel, a star jump, jumping jacks, and abduction of the limbs. The pairing here, frontal plane, sagittal axis, frontal plane, sagittal axis. Now I know what you're thinking. Why is the sagittal axis in the frontal plane and the frontal axis in the sagittal plane? That's so confusing. And you're right, it is counterintuitive. But here's the key. The axis and the plane are always perpendicular to each other. The axis is always at a right angle to the plane it's associated with. So the sagittal axis, which runs front to back, is perpendicular to the frontal plane, which faces front. And the frontal axis, which runs side to side, is perpendicular to the sagittal plane, which faces sideways. Once you understand that geometric relationship, it makes much more sense. The third axis is the vertical axis. This one is the easiest to visualize. It runs straight up and down from the top of your head to the ground. Imagine a pole going through the crown of your head and out through your feet. When you rotate around this axis, you spin on the spot like a spinning top or a figure skater doing a pirouette. This axis is associated with the transverse plane, which is the horizontal plane that cuts the body into top and bottom halves. Movements in the transverse plane include a discus throw, an ice skating spin, a pirouette and dance, and the rotation of a tennis serve follow-through. The pairing, transverse plane, vertical axis. Transverse plane, vertical axis. Now here is an absolutely critical OCR-specific point. OCR's specification, that's J587, uses the term vertical axis for this rotational axis. Some other exam boards and textbooks use the term transverse axis. Do not use that term in your OCR exam. It will cost you marks. The OCR mark scheme specifically requires vertical axis. Write it, say it, remember it. Vertical axis. Let me give you a quick summary of all three pairings. 1. Sagittal plane, frontal axis, movements like running, forward roll, kicking. 2. Frontal plane, sagittal axis, movements like cartwheel, star jump. 3. Transverse plane, vertical axis, movements like discus throw, ice skating spin. Section 2, applying the knowledge. Now let's talk about how to actually apply this in an exam question, because knowing the definitions is only half the battle. OCR assesses you across three assessment objectives. AO1 is knowledge, worth 30% of marks. AO2 is application, worth 40%. AO3 is analysis and evaluation, worth 30%. So the biggest chunk of marks is for application. That means you need to be able to take a sporting movement and correctly identify the plane and axis and explain why. Let's work through an example. Imagine the question says, A gymnast performs a forward roll. Identify the axis of rotation and the plane of movement. Justify your answer. A weak answer would be, the gymnast moves in the sagittal plane around the frontal axis. That might get you 1 or 2 marks for AO1, but to get full marks, you need AO2 application and AO3 justification. A strong answer looks like this. The forward roll occurs in the sagittal plane, which divides the body into left and right halves. The axis of rotation is the frontal axis, which passes horizontally from side to side through the gymnast's hips. The gymnast rotates around this imaginary line as the body tips forward, with the head moving towards the ground and the feet following over the top. This is a flexion-based movement, which is characteristic of sagittal plane motion. See the difference? You've named the plane, defined it, named the axis, described where it passes through the body, and explained the rotation. That's how you access the higher AO3 marks. Let's try another one. A discus thrower completes their spin before releasing the discus. What plane and axis is the spin occurring in? The spin involves the athlete rotating on the spot, turning around. This is transverse plane movement around the vertical axis. The vertical axis passes from the top of the head to the feet, and the athlete rotates around this imaginary line as they spin. This is not a forward, backward, or side-to-side movement. It's a horizontal rotation, which is the defining feature of transverse plane movement. One more. A gymnast performs a cartwheel. Identify the plane and axis. The cartwheel involves the body tipping sideways. The athlete goes from standing, tips to one side, and comes back up. This is frontal plane movement around the sagittal axis. The sagittal axis passes from front to back through the body, and the gymnast rotates around this line as they tip sideways. This is abduction and adduction of the whole body, which is characteristic of frontal plane motion. Section 3. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about the mistakes I see candidates making every single year and how to avoid them. Mistake number 1, confusing the frontal axis with the sagittal axis. This is the most common error. Students hear frontal axis and think it must be in the frontal plane. It isn't. Remember, the axis is always perpendicular to its plane. The frontal axis is in the sagittal plane. Use the mnemonic SFFSTV. Sagittal frontal, frontal sagittal, transverse vertical to keep the pairing straight. Mistake number 2, writing transverse axis instead of vertical axis. I cannot stress this enough. OCRJ 587 does not award marks for transverse axis. The correct OCR term is vertical axis. If you write transverse axis in your exam, you will not receive the mark. This is a specification-specific terminology issue, and it comes up every year. Mistake number 3. Describing the movement of the limb rather than the axis. The question asks about the axis, the imaginary stationary line. Candidates often write things like, the leg swings forward when they should be writing the frontal axis passes horizontally through the hip joint and the leg rotates around this line. Always describe the axis as a stationary line that the body part rotates around. Mistake number 4, not linking the axis to the joint. For higher marks, you should specify where the axis passes through. Through the hip, through the knee, through the shoulder. This shows anatomical understanding and secures AO3 marks. Mistake number 5, forgetting that flexion and extension always occur in the sagittal plane around the frontal axis. Kicking a ball, sagittal plane, frontal axis, bending your knee in a squat, sagittal plane, frontal axis, running stride, sagittal plane, frontal axis. If the movement is a forward-backward hinge, it's sagittal plane and frontal axis every time. Section 4. Quickfire Recall Quiz. Okay, time for a quickfire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then I'll give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What axis is associated with the sagittal plane? The frontal axis. Question 2. A cartwheel occurs in which plane? The frontal plane. Question 3. What is the OCR-specific term for the axis associated with the transverse plane? The vertical axis, not transverse axis. Question 4. The frontal axis passes through the body in which direction? Side to side, left to right. Question 5. Name 2 sporting movements that occur in the transverse plane. Discus throw and ice skating spin or pirouette. Tennis serve rotation. Question 6. Flexion and extension movements occur in which plane? The sagittal plane. Question 7. What axis does a cartwheel rotate around? The sagittal axis. Question 8. The sagittal axis passes through the body in which direction? Front to back, anterior to posterior. How did you do if you got all 8? Brilliant. You're ready for this topic. If you missed a few, go back and reread the plane axis pairings until they're automatic. Section 5, summary and sign off. Let's bring it all together. The 3 axes of movement in OCR GCSE PE are the frontal axis, runs side to side, associated with the sagittal plane, used in forward rolls, running, kicking. The sagittal axis runs front to back, associated with the frontal plane, used in cartwheels and star jumps. The vertical axis runs top to bottom, associated with the transverse plane, used in discus throws and ice skating spins. And remember, OCR calls it the vertical axis, not the transverse axis. Your golden rule, the axis is always perpendicular to its plane. Use the mnemonic SF-FSTV, sagittal frontal, frontal sagittal, transverse vertical. In the exam, always name the axis, describe where it passes through the body, and explain the rotation around it. That's how you move from AO1 knowledge marks into AO2 and AO3 marks, and that's where the real points are. Good luck in your exam. You've got this. Keep revising, keep applying, and remember, the skewer through the joint. That image will save you every time. This has been your OCR GCSE PE study podcast on axes of movement. See you in the next episode.